It's your early breakfast with Africa Milani.
Time to focus on property now. Whenever you are, I suppose, either extending your property or buying your property, approved plans are a legal requirement for any sale of property, and that's something that people can overlook. Let's find out why this would be not wise from Pearl Skiltima. Pearl Skiltima is the CEO of Fitzanne Estates. Pearl, a very good morning and welcome to the show.
Hi, good morning, Africa. Thank you so much for inviting me.
If I'm buying a house from Pearl and Pearl owned this house from the 70s, why is it important for me to still have access to the plans upon sale of your property?
Because you must have done some rectification on the initial house by perhaps adding carports or a shed or a pergola or something to that effect, and that would influence the sale of the property, as most of the banks now require an updated plan or approved plan for these extensions or alterations to your property.
And it would be the most up-to-date plan that is required, right?
Indeed, yes. And that what was acceptable in 1970 is perhaps not now acceptable. For example, the garden shed. So currently, you need plans for that, as it influences the coverage of certain areas.
And if the seller is not able to produce an approved plan, are you able to access it, I imagine, through the municipality where the planning was approved, right?
Yes, of course you do. You need to apply to the city council to check on the plans whether it has been updated or not. If not, it will be your responsibility to appoint a draftsman or an architect to update the plans and submit that to the town council at cost for the necessary approval.
And who bears the cost? Is it the buyer or the seller?
No, it depends on what the agreement says, but in normal circumstances, it would be the seller's responsibility. The seller, after all, was the one that did the improvements to the property.
And what happens if, upon receipt of the approved plan, you find that, well, how the house is laid out is not exactly according to the approved plan that was submitted to the municipality?
That is where the draftsman and the architect comes in. They have to redraft the plan and submit that for approval. You might have extended the property, especially in sectional title, that would imply quite a lot of repercussions, such as you are enlarging your living space, which means that your contribution towards levies should be more than other properties that have not been extended.
And the process of having plans approved, particularly when it comes to a scenario where there wasn't one made available at the sale, and you bring in a draftsman who actually, you know, makes, you know, well, accurately maps out, if you like, whatever the floor plan of the house is. What is the, and I understand it to be different from municipality to municipality, but what is the reasonable amount of time that one should expect before the municipality comes back saying, cool, we do approve this, or we don't perhaps approve this?
Oh, gosh, that's rather difficult to say, because it does differ from municipality to municipality. But I would say that could take anything from 3 to 10 months.
Wow.
So if your property has been sold, your prospective buyer, the sale will then be delayed as a result thereof. So it's better to have your homework done before you land in a situation like this.
So if you are intending to sell, and particularly if you want to sell with a particular deadline in place, rather get the latest approved plan for your house that you submitted to the municipality. And if you have made any changes, get a draftsman in, have them redraw the plan, submit them again, and have those finalized. That way you expedite the sale of your house.
Exactly.
Sure. Have you come across, or how often, I suppose, do you come across a situation where there is an approved plan, but then what is the actual makeup of the house is very different from what has been approved, and therefore a draftsman has to be brought in?
It very often happens in sectional title where you have more sales than ordinary standalone houses or full title properties. And I have come across this where garages have been changed into bedrooms without the necessary approval. And then you first have to require the body corporate's approval, because if you have changed the original sectional plan by utilizing a certain area for a different purpose than what the plan requires, there's a body corporate process, meeting has to be held, members' approval has to be obtained, and only thereafter you can proceed with the updated plan to the municipality. And it does not necessarily mean that it will be approved, though. So you don't have that guarantee. It can, in certain circumstances, even be a notification of tearing down and making your property exactly the same way as it was before.
So in the instance where the municipality says, no, Africa, we will not accept that you've converted your garage into a bedroom, I would then have to restore that place to the garage that it was before I'm able to move on.
Precisely. And all of those can contribute towards the delay of a sale.
And I mean, now that you've opened the Pandora's box, let me ask the question. If you are part of a sectional title scheme and you're seeing that neighbor number 8 is making changes to their property, I mean, if there are bricks and sand and cement involved, you will see them, right? Are you able to call a body corporate meeting and say what is going on? Because nothing has been brought to the body corporate yet for any approval of changes to that property.
Yes, of course you should. That should be brought under the attention of the scheme executives, the ones appointed to manage the scheme, who will in turn arrange for the necessary meeting to require approval or to inform the owner to immediately stop with whatever extension they are busy with, unless they have obtained the necessary approval from the members.
Yeah, makes sense. Paul, thank you very much indeed for your insights as always. Paul Skiltima is the CEO of Fitzan Estates, talking about the need for you to ensure you've got the latest approved plan for the house that you're about to buy or sell before that sale is finalized.